Everybody, I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast. Well, today has been a great day for us.
Yes.
So this episode is actually a review and our experience of the LA Festival of Books that happened on April 22nd. So we're really excited to be able to just share our experience of this festival. I was gonna say our experience of this experience. Because we love books. It's our first time experiencing a thing like this. I didn't even know there was a book festival until I really dived into this world. And so we're back.
I didn't know about it either. I know one of our friends went when she was in high school, but I don't know, because I was like, I don't really care about getting my book signed or anything like that, or I guess I don't have a book necessarily that I would love to get signed. And so for me, I was like, oh yeah, like, why would I want to go to a book festival?
If you don't want anything signed.
Yeah, like, I feel like sometimes that's, like, why you go, is that you're excited to meet the author, you're excited to, like, talk to them or something like that, or, like, but yeah, it was really fun.
I think being just that first experience and seeing everyone with cute book tote bags.
Oh, yeah.
And cute book shirts.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I heard, as we were walking, I heard someone say that they were like, this is like Coachella, but for, you know, book people, basically. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially since Coachella, everyone's taking pictures of their fashion and looking really cute for the photos. And this is a way where people can pull out their book merch.
Yeah.
The bags that say it's a good day to read a book. And I just show it off.
Yeah. I did like everyone's like outfit and yeah, their tote bags. Like everyone had a tote bag and I thought it was really cute.
And speaking of cute outfits, Haley was the star of today.
Yeah, so Amy got me this shirt that has like a book and a cat on it for Christmas, and she's like, oh, you can wear that when we go to the book festival. I was like, okay, so I'm wearing it. I got a lot of compliments on it, but, like, I didn't know what to say, so I'm just like, thanks.
That's an appropriate response.
I was just like, that's it. I was like, okay, thanks. I was like, yeah. But yeah, so everyone was really liking it. I was getting a ton of compliments on
even
it.
Even people walking by you, it's not like they were just standing next to you in line or something.
Yeah.
There were those.
Yeah.
But remember people just walking, they're like, I like your shirt.
Yeah. In comparison, Amy,
I have just books. So imagine similar to Haley's vibe, but no cat.
Yeah, so I think the cat is what really sold people. I'm not really, like, a huge cat person, so when people are like, oh my gosh, and then they, like, were telling me about their cat and how they're, like, cat people, and I was like, cool, like, but I don't have anything to share, so I was like, yeah.
Apparently dogs and books don't go together, because I was looking for dog book kind of shit. They didn't have that.
That's fair, because when I think of dogs, you think of, like, active activities. Like, dogs don't sit with you while you read a book, but cats do. And also, like, potentially lizards. Because for a little bit, I wanted a lizard that would, like, rest on my arm while I was reading a book.
Like Rapunzel?
Oh, yeah! Yeah, actually, very good point. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. But it's, like, for Amy's birthday, I got her a sweater that said, a good day to read a book. And I got myself a sweater. I haven't shown Amy yet.
Oh, show.
That says, it says coffee and books on it. And so, yeah, similarly, I was looking for sweaters that I thought were cute that said tea and books on it. But there were, like, a few, but I didn't think that they were, like, very good. I didn't really like them. Yeah. And so I was, like, contemplating getting it. But then I ended up going with a different one.
Yeah, I think that especially when you're looking for something very specific, you want it to look a certain way.
Yeah.
It can't just have a dog in a book. Or, like, it can't just say TM books.
Yeah.
It has to look good.
Yeah, because it has to be cute. Otherwise, you're like, no.
There's a vision, and it needs to be fulfilled or else. But, yeah, you totally pulled off the look today.
Thank you, Diana. I was like, yeah, my friend got it for me. This one right here. We did get a few people that are like, oh, like, were you intentionally matching?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yes.
We came together.
Yes.
We were intentional about
it. Yeah, we look really cute, let's be honest.
Can you imagine if we weren't intentionally matching? So we both just happened to have the same color book
Yeah.
Shirts.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. It's the same color shirt.
Yeah.
So I sort of, like, I feel like having it be the same color implies the matching. I sort of understand if it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, oh, okay, but just, like, yeah. Hello? But I feel like that's a good, it's a good, like, conversation. So you say, like, oh, are you matching? And, mm-hmm. like, you already know the answer, but you ask anyways to sort of build relationship.
Yeah.
You know, friendly people are friendly.
Everyone seemed really nice, though.
Yeah, they were really nice.
I didn't see anyone kind of, like, too pushy or, get out of my way. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's true. Was it everything you expected? Like, did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time. I was telling Haley on the way, either there or there. I was actually there telling you. So some of the booths, they made it their own to fit what their mission was or their culture was. And so a lot of the tents that were there are just the general white canopies with a table and all of that. But some people went all out. They decorated the inside.
Mm-hmm.
They even brought their own props.
Yeah.
Someone brought a truck and they put books in it so people could step in and then look inside. So they got really creative and I liked that.
Yeah.
Just bringing something different to the festival that was sharing about their store that they were, all that.
Yeah, I do. It was interesting because there were some people who brought, like, a book backdrop and put it, like, behind their booth. But I feel like it would have been cool if it was more, like, interactive, you know? Mm-hmm. That it's, like, you just, you know, you kind of spice it up, but at the same time, it's, like, a cool backdrop that maybe people would want photos on or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, potentially, that could be something.
I also like, when you said interactive, the ones where they had you put sticky notes or something, your book boyfriend,
yeah.
or something like that. It's cute, and it makes you want to go closer to the booth. I think sometimes it's intimidating when the booth's empty.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's so kind of awkward walking around, like, you want to look at what they have, but at the same time, you don't really, like, want to make icon. It's like craft fairs,
mm-hmm.
and it's like that.
Yeah.
Where you kind of want to see what they have, but if you're not interested, you don't want to seem like you're looking where they, like, talk to you. I don't know if that's just me being antisocial, but we did have a few people trying, like, giving out their free books.
Mm-hmm.
So on one hand, like, I kind of wanted to grab one, but the other hand, I'm like, I don't really want it, but maybe it'll be good.
But you did get one free book, so,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, she pulled me in. It was accidental.
She's a saleswoman.
Yeah.
She was strong.
Yeah, with the other ones, it helped because I would look at Amy, and then Amy would reject them, and then we could move on. Whereas in this one, I did not look to Amy.
And she went straight for you.
Yeah, she went for me. And so I was like, ah! And then she tried to offer Amy one, and she's like, no, thank you. And I was like, Amy, how do you live like this?
It was only that moment. Any other time, I would have been whisked away. Also, I think another driving factor was I don't want to carry a book that I don't want around.
Yeah.
I was like, it's just extra weight.
Yeah.
It was hot. Today was hot.
It was really hot. I feel like, surprisingly, the longer we were there, the less hot it got.
Yeah.
Which was good, but it's like right when we got there, it was really hot.
We couldn't have stayed there, I don't think, longer than we could have.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes sense. That's...
It's good. It ended up working out really well, actually, because I think we hit all of the booths.
We did.
Yeah. So we kind of like walked around the whole place, and right when we sort of finished, we were like, yeah, it's time to go. I could feel myself getting really hangry, and I was like, I need food. ASAP, because otherwise the little monster is going to come out, and that's not ideal for our friendship.
Yeah, I thought you did really good. I couldn't even tell. Like, I knew you were hungry, but I didn't get any angry
Okay, that's
vibes.
Good, because it is, like, hunger and hot is, like, not a good combination.
No, that's a bad combination.
Yeah, and surprisingly, I thought they had, like, food trucks, but I thought there would be more, like, beverage places for, like, tea or, like, a cute little coffee thing.
Oh, that would be cute.
But I guess that would be kind of hard in terms of, like, everyone wants their stuff cold.
Yeah.
And you would need a lot of ice.
Oh, yeah.
When I think about it. But yeah.
Maybe they assumed since there was a Starbucks in the area, people would just go there.
Yeah.
And then the beverage areas were just water.
Yeah.
I tried to look. I was thinking, what's there?
Yeah, I thought there was going to be, like, a cute little tea booth or something like that, because that would be really good. But no.
We can buy a booth space next year.
No, I think we should.
Yeah, promote this podcast while also keeping in mind all the things that the booths could have done better.
Yeah, because Amy and I were talking about, like, we're like, oh, we should make little stickers because that would be really cute or that something like that, cute. Yeah.
Yeah, different ways. Because for me, going there, I also like not just the books, but the book merch and little items, giveaways, stickers, pins, bookmarks.
Yeah, because we were saying we wish they had more tote bags because it would be really cute to get, like, a book merch. No, wait.
Book tote?
Yes, thank you. A book tote bag. Yeah, because Amy and I, we both got these little pins, and they're so cute, and we got ones that say Endless TBR, and it's really cute, and it's from My Secret Copy, I think. That's what it says.
It's so cute.
They had really cute pins, and then, like, bookmarks and stickers.
We spent quite some time in there just looking at all the different designs they had.
And that's true, because that was one of the busiest ones that we went to. Mm-hmm. It was hard because I knew I wanted a pin that I could put on my bag. Mm-hmm. And so it was in, like, the corner of the booth. And so it was hard to sort of sneak our way in there so that we could look at it and grab one. And then, like, you know, make our way to checkout kind of thing. Because it's a really tiny booth,
it's
you know?
It's very small.
Yeah. Very small. You know, you all know the booths that they have at this sort of thing.
6x6, 7x7.
Yeah, Amy should know. You should know the exact size. But if you think about it, like, I feel like there was, like, one and then maybe another one.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's what people would want also.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for, and there was only, like, one or two booths that had it. So if we go,
we will be in that space.
Yeah.
Having all the cute stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna have tote bags.
Yeah, book things.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was like, yeah, you know, this is a place that you can get it. This is where I would expect it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I guess because maybe I was merging my idea of a craft fair plus the book fair, but I was like,
that's the way to go.
Yeah, I'm like, this is. And there was only one, like, jewelry booth. You know, so I guess in some sense they did have some craft booths, mm-hmm. but only, like, a few.
Yeah.
Which, I guess. But there were a lot of young people, and that's young people like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're young. Now that I think about it, I'm kind of excited. I want to have Amy and Haley podcast stuff.
No, yeah. If we come up with some good ideas.
Yes, perhaps some way down the line.
So we got some ideas.
And I think that, in a way, the location that they chose to have the festival is cool because it was like a maze. I couldn't tell any direction where I was at because I was not familiar with the campus. And so all the booths, they're all white, basically. And the layout's similar. The stages.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were just walking and I'm like, wait, which way is this way?
Yeah, so when we first got there, it seemed really overwhelming because we didn't really know. But then, like, as we got moving and, like, started walking around, it came clear how they had it set up in a good way that we were able to hit all of them in, like, where we didn't really feel like we were backtracking.
Yeah.
So, surprisingly, we did a good job, I think, of hitting all the booths. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it looked on the map simpler than seeing it in person. Because on the map, it just looks like a line. But it was not a line. It was like a star. And I was like, okay. Yeah, because, like, okay, they had these red, like, tote bags that say LA Times Festival of Books on it. And I thought that was so cute. And we saw so many people walking around with these bags. And I was like, where are they? How does everyone have one?
Yeah, and we thought by that time, we had covered good ground within the festival.
Yeah.
That we could have seen it.
Yeah, because I definitely thought that they were handing them out at, like, the entrance.
Right.
Because everyone had one, and so I'm like, it can't just be one booth that's giving it out, because so many people had this bag, and it was just one booth. And I was like, everyone hit this place? That was surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Amy had asked some people where they got it, and they said they didn't know. And then
that was disappointing.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, okay. And then we asked another girl, and she was like, oh, yeah, just look for this booth. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and she was like, it's like that direction. We're like, oh, okay, cool.
The direction was all we needed, because then we got to see other people holding red bags as we came closer to
yeah.
the direction.
Yeah, it was like, we were like, we think this is right. We think we're feeling it, because, like, if you suddenly start to see a lot of red bags, you know you're close. But it was like, at the beginning, everywhere I looked, there was a red bag. I'm like, where is this? But luckily, I got the goods, so that's what matters.
And so if you listen to our amazing race episode, I kept bringing it up to Haley that this is practice for us to navigate a large area that we weren't familiar with the space in a marketplace setting and look for something that we needed to get.
Yeah, that's true, because that's literally how they do it in the amazing race.
Yes.
Like, I was like, when she said that, I was like, yeah, actually, it's true. So potentially we would not be very successful, because it was literally the last line of booths that we ended up going to. And in fact, we almost went down this aisle until Amy was like, actually, I think this is the kids section.
Yeah, I did yeah. say that.
And so we didn't go down there.
I was deceived.
So it is like, that is something that exactly happens on The Amazing Race, that they're like, oh, maybe it's down there, and they're like, no. They tell themselves it's not, and then the camera will, like, zoom
directly into the booth.
Yeah. So sometimes I do think of my life, of like, oh, what if someone's, like, watching my life, like, this is TV for someone, and you know when you say something, and it's, like, dramatic irony or something like that.
Yeah.
So literally in that moment, I can picture that we're like, no, not down there. And then we walk away, and then they pan to this booth that's right there. We got it, and that's what matters.
We did, yeah. So even if we came in last, we finished the challenge. Yeah.
Okay, to be also, when we first parked, and we walked out of the parking structure, we're like, which way do you think it is? And then we're like, probably this way. We didn't, like, look at anything, but we're like, we just felt like it was that way. And then we kind of started walking, and I was like, actually, I don't want to walk down there, and it's not there. So then I pulled out the map to double check, and we just walked the wrong way.
But the thing is, also, it took us a few seconds to look at the map and kind of turn, be like, wait, where are we? Which way? And then finally realizing it's the other way. And by then, like, 5 teams could have run past us and just...
Yeah, imagine we're the first people on this challenge. Like, we're the first ones, and we go the wrong way, and then all of a sudden we lose our lead because of this kind of mistake. So we're taking tips for when we get on The Amazing Race.
Exactly.
Yeah. Life is the race.
Yes.
And we need to be prepared.
Lesson learned. So, I think it was a great time. I would go again.
Yeah. And it was good, so, like, they have booths where they sell, you know, the books mm-hmm. of the authors who are coming for signings, so that was kind of cool. So, Amy got a book.
I did get a book.
She's read it.
It's called Vicious by V.E. Schwab.
Yeah.
Yes, and so I didn't get it signed, but I did get the book, and I really like it. I read it before, and so I'm glad I got it. And I also got a cap. I got a cap that said romance reader, and it's blue, and I like it. No romance, though, which is kind of funny. I got a cap that says romance reader, and the book I got was not romance.
Well, I feel like they didn't have a lot of, like, romance
stuff.
Books. No books. Yeah, books. That I think I was kind of... I guess they did.
But it wasn't a lot.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that they were mostly, like, popular books, obviously, for the people who were, like, getting stuff signed and stuff. But I was pleasantly surprised, because I got Scandalized by Ivy Owens, which is a book that I've read that I really liked, and I was surprised to see it there. So,
check.
Yeah, I was, like, really excited. So now I have it, because I thought that book was really good. Now I can give it to Amy.
Yeah, we can switch. Yeah. I'll give you Vicious. You give me this one.
Yeah, and then I also got, so I like have been really into art recently, like from other people. Oh, thank you. Because, you know, I'm no artist, but I like art. And so
Pilly is grabbing the item.
Yeah, because I wanna describe it perfectly.
Yeah.
It's it's like this drawing of the Santa Monica Pier, and it's so cute. It's so cute. And then with it came this little, like, bookshelf TBR reading log.
Also so cute.
Yeah, so cute. And so it was funny because she had, like, one that was, like, a poster size of what came on the reading log card. And I was thinking about getting that one or the Santa Monica Pier. And I wasn't sure. And then Amy was like, well, actually, you'll get the reading log, which is just, like, a smaller version of the poster. And I was like, wait, you're right. That's perfect. So I can get two for basically the price of one.
Yes.
And it's really cute. And it can go on the wall with all my other artwork for people. So I was very excited.
It's really nice. I like the colors.
Yeah, it's, like, bright. It's sunny day.
It's a feel-good. You look at it.
Yeah.
And you just want to be there.
Yeah, and it reminds you, like, of California. So if I ever move out,
yeah,
I'll have it of SoCal. Not that, like...
Yeah, not of Santa Monica, you know.
Yeah, like, not that we, like, go to Santa Monica or LA all that often. So it's not like it's my home, but yeah.
But the vibes.
Yeah.
That's my word of the day. I like the vibes.
No, literally. Have I told you this? Because my brother always asks me, like, what I think words mean. Like, I don't actually know the meaning of words. I only know the vibes. And he gets upset with me. And, you know, when he says something and I'm like, well, that's not actually what the word, like, means. And he's like, well, how can it mean that? And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I just know, like, that's not the vibe.
Yes, you just feel it.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah, I don't actually know definitions of things at all. I just sort of vaguely know.
Right.
Yeah, I can't put it into words.
And most of the time... The greatest things cannot be put into words. They're just vibes.
They're just vibes.
Good vibes.
There you go.
Which is why, they also had photo booths.
Oh.
And video things at the festival. And we got to pick up some props for our photos. And I picked up hashtag good vibes.
Oh my gosh, you did!
Yeah.
That's true! Yeah, Amy and I did one of those, you know, those 360 cams. I personally was very awkward, and I didn't know what to do, because there's no music. So like,
they should have had music.
They should have had music. Like, why is it a silent phone? It was so, like, what do you do? It was very awkward.
Yeah, I think you're right. The ones that I've seen other people do, when it spins, the music comes on.
Yeah, and you, like, mouth the words or something.
Yes.
I'm like, what do you do when this phone is revolving around you if you don't have any sort of...
We just looked at each other.
Yeah, I felt like, I was like, maybe we should have, like, a storyline.
Yeah.
But it was, like, too quick.
It was fast. Yes.
Yeah, like, we just got in line. We didn't have time to plan it out.
I was just wanting to get there before everyone else got there. And so that's why I felt the need to just be there.
Yeah, but then when we were there later, no one was at that booth. Okay, because here's the thing. If you're thinking about going next year, I would go later in the day. Because actually, I think when we got there, it was pretty busy.
It was.
And I think there were some booths that we wanted to hit later because when we were there, there were a lot of people gathered there. And like we said, the booths are small. And so we didn't want to, like, try and get in there, push our way or anything.
It
so
is
we just,
hot and stuffy.
Yeah. So we just were like, oh, we'll come back to the booth. And each time we came back to the booth, it was, like, empty.
More and more empty.
Yeah. So I'm kind of, like, later in the day might be the way to go if you don't want to...
Deal with the crowd, right? And if you don't have any author that you specifically want to hear or anything like that, and you're there just to... check out all of the booths, later is the way to go, I think.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because I was telling Haley, everyone will be here later. So, that was good to know, because I did notice that when we came back, also, no, but we would miss out on some of the items. There was this one place where they had stickers, and I wanted to get it, but there were people there, and I told Haley, we'll come back for these stickers. free stickers. I like free things. And stickers, too. And when we came back, there were no stickers. So, gotta pick and choose for the most part. If you want the free stuff, maybe you'll get the really good ones if you go earlier. But you're really not missing out on too much because they do anticipate for both days. And I think a lot of the booths will have enough tote bags. There were plenty of tote bags out yeah. there. Not book tote bags, though.
Yeah.
Branded by the company tote bag.
Yeah. Amy got a good green one that had, like, a pocket,
mm-hmm.
which was cool.
I did, yes. And then we both got a beige one with those soft book bag feels. Is there anything you would do differently from next year when we go? Other than coming later?
No, I think overall it was good. I was telling Amy that I did sort of just have a gripe of their website. Like, in terms of if you're going to the festival to, like, look at, to, you know, go to the speaking panels and stuff like that, the just, like, setup of it on the website showing you who it is, it's not great. And it's really, unless you have, like, someone very specific that you think might be there and you're going to try to look up. Like, otherwise, just trying to scroll through the list for the day is, like, there's so many things.
It's very difficult.
It's very difficult. And so, there might have been some fun, like, panels that we would want to go to, but I tried looking at the website and was automatically just sort of like, no, this isn't easy at all. Because you, like, scroll and you're still only at, like, 11 a.m. on the schedule.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things going on at the same time and they just put it all in a list.
A lot of it was like that. Because I was also looking at who was going to be at the booths,
mm-hmm.
and it was just all jumbled together, just, like, by alphabetical order. So unless, like you said, you know exactly who you're looking for, then you're just going to be overwhelmed by all the things. If only there was a categorized, these books are booksellers, and these ones, maybe, like, romance-specific, and this one is horror-specific, because there were sometimes, like, tents that I feel that could have been categorized like that. Like, community-based organizations, church-based organizations.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to have that in collapsed categories, and then you click it, and then you see.
Yeah, but also just, like, I feel like instead of having it vertical, mm-hmm. I feel like it should be a horizontal sort of thing so that you could see everything that's happening at the same time. Like, why, as I'm scrolling, I'm looking at 10 the whole time.
Yeah.
But I don't know that until I'm, like, looking at the time.
Yeah.
You want to show everything, yeah.
Like a schedule, right? Like,
yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Or potentially, like, yeah, you could click, like, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And then it shows you everything that's happening at that time. And then based off, like, where it is. I just feel it could be different.
Yeah.
Not that we're planning the LA Book of Festivals, but yeah, Festival of Books.
I'm sure they appreciate feedback.
Oh, yeah, probably there's somewhere that you could fill out a survey.
Yeah.
We're like, actually, we have all these points that we think you should do. But yeah, I am, like, they did sort of, like, have the areas that were designated for certain things, but I didn't feel like it was like that. Like, they didn't have the romance booths were kind of, like, scattered throughout.
They were.
And then there were, like, I felt like it was randomly placed despite having these sort of categories. So
yeah.
Maybe I have to look closer to what the categories were, but it wasn't, like, self-explanatory.
And the YA section was not YA. It was very into children.
Yeah.
Where I was interested to see how they would separate the YA section from the regular section. But it wasn't defined. I didn't see.
Yeah.
I didn't have the feels for the sections. But I did like how, and I didn't even notice until earlier, where each section had its own map with its color, so you would know which colored section you were in. But we didn't figure that out until once we got the hang of where we were in the space.
So the cool thing that I liked is that, like, obviously some of the booths were, like, bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, who's selling the books, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I felt like even walking around, you would go to booth, and they would have the same books.
Yeah.
As another booth had, but it was, like, in a different section. So, like, what were the sections?
Yeah.
I don't know, because how can you be selling the same books in different sections? Like, I don't really understand their categories. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you could have bought Vicious at, like, three booths. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. I wonder, well, I think perhaps the bookstores could somehow differentiate themselves from each other because, like you said, what makes one special than the other, other than that's wanting true. To promote one
yeah,
of
I
them?
Yeah, I guess they probably just put the bookstores in, like, one in each section so that they're not competing for yeah. each other. So, actually, yeah. Okay.
But still, we're looking for individuality.
Like, inquiry solved. Amy just told me why they did that, which makes sense if I thought about it.
But still, we want to see, well, for me, too, I want to see things that are different, not just the same things when we're walking around.
Yeah, but if you think about it, if those are the, like, best sellers,
yeah.
then obviously they're going to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, it's whatever. But that's the other thing, is, like, they're all the same price, so it's really just whatever booth you went to first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like you can price match them and you go to a different one and they're different prices. They're all the same yeah. price.
We're supporting independent bookstores, yeah. so... At least we can feel good about that.
Yeah.
How did you feel about, because I noticed there were a lot of indie books or, like, people who are trying to get more exposure for their book by having their own section. I'm not sure for me it would be, I would get a book just from
yeah.
one booth.
I mean,
because I'm different than other people, so maybe other people would.
Yeah. No, I agree with you because it would be cool, but I have no idea what the book's about. So it's awkward to walk over there while they're standing there,
mm-hmm.
try and read what it's about, and then be like, oh no, and then walk away.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know. Yeah, and I guess, like, if there's people who want to buy books and they're fine with not knowing, like, if it's good or not.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what if it's bad? So, you know, like, yeah, they had a few that were, like, sci-fi-ish,
yeah.
right? That I was like, oh, the artwork they had
mm-hmm.
by their booth looked kind of cool, but I'm too intimidated to, one, walk up there, yeah, and, like, read it right in front of them or ask them what it's about, because how can you then walk away without buying it? I wouldn't. I'm like, well, I don't want to spend all my money. So I'm with you.
Yeah. What I liked, so there were a lot of booths where there was just the author there, maybe the agent, and they're just trying to pitch their book, and I appreciate all the effort, but I think my favorite one was the one that I saw that was more interactive, kind of tying the whole thing together, what we were talking about, where there was a section where the author was there with her books, but the other side of the booth was more bookish things. So there was, I think I saw some stickers, some keychains, and all that, so you kind of get drawn in. It was the one where I wanted the sticker.
Oh, okay,
right?
Yeah.
Right? And then the
yeah.
author was there talking
okay, yeah,
to
that's
people.
True. But that's why we couldn't get the sticker at first, because you have all these people talking to you.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about layout.
But that's true. But it was, like, that makes sense, though, because it was, like, a romance book.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other ones that I saw were, like, sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not really the vibe for them, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe sci-fi merch?
Like, but would you want that? Like, for me, what would be, like, a keychain? But, like, if it's, like, an alien keychain that's, like, ugly, like, it would have to be cute, though.
Maybe
but
we're not the audience for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I'm like, so it would have to be, maybe they had a bunch of people walk up to them then, it just wasn't us.
Yeah, you're right, so what do I know, right?
But, to be fair, we kind of like sci-fi. So, what could they have had at their booth that would pull me in? I don't know.
Cute stickers.
I know, that's true. As a woman.
As a woman.
I just want cute little things. That's
me
what
too.
I want.
It's so hard to ask for.
Yeah, but if you think about it, if you don't have that sort of creative bone that you can't create a sticker for your own thing,
mm-hmm.
then it's sort of understandable how you wouldn't.
Yeah,
something. Yeah,
that's what your team is for, if you have one.
So I was telling Amy that if I write a book, then technically you should just get a booth there and just try and hand out your book for free.
Yeah, I'll be your marketer.
Okay, great. Thanks.
I'll go out and I'll be the one pulling people in.
I know. We'll be the shoes on the other foot for sure on that one. Hi, what's your name? Oh, okay, sign it for me.
I applaud her.
No, literally.
That was great.
It was great.
You couldn't say no.
I know, because when she says, what's your name, what are you going to say? Oh, I don't have one? No, she knows I have a name.
Yeah, we were talking about the lady who got Haley the free book.
Yeah.
Strong saleswoman, you connect with the person by getting their name.
And then she just turned around and told the author to write it down.
Immediately, and yeah. That's it. You were in.
Yeah, and then it's like, well, okay.
Yeah.
They said they're going to make it into a movie.
Yeah.
I don't believe her, though. Especially now, looking at the book. It doesn't look like a book, like the cover.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
The font is very interesting.
Yeah. So I'm going to read it, though. I'm going to try to read it.
Yeah. Like. I mean, the book is special to you now. It has your name on it.
It does. But it was funny because everything was, like, pre-written. So it says, enjoy the book, and that was, like, already written, and so he just had to write my name.
I had no idea.
No, it was already written.
Wow, they're good.
Yeah, we'll see. It might be good, you know?
Yeah.
My uncle wrote a book.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then he sent it to people to read. At one point, maybe I'll finish it.
Yeah, that's the thing about books. You can finish them whenever you want.
That's true, unless you're dead.
Then you better read a bunch of books now.
That's the goal, yes. So, we had a good time.
Yes. I'm going next year. Are you coming with me?
Well, we'll see if we're still friends.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'll come. Maybe I'll buy more books. There was a book that I almost bought, but I think it's hard to buy books that you don't know anything about.
You are committing.
Yeah. Like, on one hand, if it's at the book festival, then it's probably good. Or at least, like, from a popular author. Otherwise, it wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But I was hesitant since I had already bought a book. Yeah.
Maybe it'll be there next year waiting for you. And then you would have read it and you're like, oh, actually, this is
really
good.
Yeah, actually, I'll get it. Yeah.
I think we should go back next year. And that is how I feel.
I do think so. I think I'll be ready to buy more books, because I don't think I was quite ready.
We'll be ready. Also, separately, maybe it's also about reading books that just come out.
The festivals?
Yeah, so, like, to go to the festival, they have books that are just, like, the authors are promoting them because they're new.
Yeah.
So we would have to be on it with new books. Because I was telling Haley how, I was telling Haley how I wanted the Six of Crows book in hardcover, and they didn't have it, but Six of Crows came out a long time ago, so I do have an understanding that maybe they don't have that because it came out a while ago, so why would they pack hardcovers of those old books?
Yeah, but I feel like, especially with the show that came out, like, you would assume.
Anyways, we'll be ready next year. We'll be even better.
Yeah, even I'll just put money excited. Aside. Yeah. And anticipate that.
All right, so to wrap up our episode today, do you have a song to share?
Okay, well, I had a song, and I put it to my liked songs, and I don't know which one it was.
Well, while you look for that, you probably heard this song that I have from TikTok.
Okay.
But I think it fits with today's episode, because this song is called Fictional.
Okay.
By Chloe Rose. And it actually came out on TikTok, a snippet of it, 2 years ago.
Oh.
But the singer just released it, like the studio version. And so I've been seeing snippets of it, and it is pretty good.
So it's good all the way through?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because that's my gripe with, like, TikTok songs when 2 years ago, and now it's just being released.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like at that point sometimes it loses the hype, but you said it's good, so that's
good. Yeah.
Okay. Mine is, I saw this one on TikTok, and I listened to it because I like the guy, the artist.
Okay.
And so I hadn't heard this one. It's called Girl in a Coffee Shop by Zach Sebo.
Mm.
It's so cute. So good.
All right, I can't wait to listen to it.
Yeah, you have to tell me if you like it. Okay, well, that was our experience at the LA Festival of Books.
I hope our experience sharing it with you makes you want to go next year.
Yeah, or if you've already gone, maybe you agree or disagree with us. Okay, well, until next week.
Farewell.
Bye.